Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Great by Choice by Jim Collins and Morten Hansen. Sophie, when you think about companies that just keep winning even in crazy times, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Honestly, I always imagined it was about being in the right place at the right time or having some visionary leader who could predict the future. But this book completely flips that idea.
Right? Collins and Hansen spent 9 years studying companies that thrived in volatile industries, like tech during the dot-com boom and bust, and they found that the winners weren't the most innovative or risk-seeking. They were almost boring in their discipline.
Exactly. They call these standout companies tensers, ones that outperform their peers by 10 times. And the key isn't luck or genius. It's a set of behaviors you can actually adopt.
My favorite concept is the 20-mile march. There's this great analogy of two groups walking from San Diego to the tip of South America. One group goes as far as they can on good days, 30 miles, but on bad days, they hole up and go zero. The other group marches exactly 20 miles every single day, no matter what.
And the second group makes it. The first group gets crushed by a single storm. In business, that means setting a concrete growth target or profitability goal and hitting it every year, whether the economy is booming or busting.
It's about building a rhythm and a buffer. The 10X companies didn't overextend during the irrational exuberance of the late 90s. They kept marching their 20 miles, so when the bubble burst, they had reserves.
Which ties directly into what they call productive paranoia. Not the kind that paralyzes you, but a hyper-awareness that something can go wrong at any moment. The 10X leaders constantly ask, what if our biggest competitor does something brilliant? What if the market crashes?
But it's not fear for fear's sake, right? It drives action. They zoom out to see the big picture and spot distant storms, and then zoom in on the tiny details of execution. They build massive cash reserves and redundant systems.
Yes, and they have something called a SMAC recipe that stands for specific, methodical, and consistent. It's a set of durable operating principles that guide every decision. Like, we will never acquire a company outside our core business, or we will always maintain 6 months of cash.
SMAC gives them an anchor when the world is screaming for them to change. Their competitors were constantly shifting strategies, chasing trends. The 10 Zers stuck to their recipe, only revising with extreme caution.
Then there's the part about innovation. You'd think the winners were the boldest risk takers, but Collins and Hansen found the opposite. They used this great phrase, fire bullets, then cannonballs.
So instead of launching one massive, expensive initiative and hoping it hits, you first fire low-cost, low-risk experiments, the bullets. Only when you've confirmed a target does work do you commit the big resources, the cannonball.
That's why they often look like followers. They let competitors make the expensive mistakes, then they pounced with overwhelming force. Intel's microprocessor success came from years of small experiments before the big bet.
Under all this is what Collins calls level 5 ambition. These leaders are incredibly humble personally, but have an intense professional will. They care more about the company's success than their own ego.
That humility lets them face brutal facts without sugarcoating. And their will means they absolutely refuse to quit. They march their 20 miles even when it's painful.
Speaking of not quitting, they also tackle the elephant in the room, luck. They found that both the 10 Zers and their less successful counterparts had about the same amount of good and bad luck. The difference was what they did with it.
Right.
The 10 Zers had a much higher return on luck. When they got a lucky break, they capitalized on it with discipline. When bad luck hit, they had the reserves and paranoia to absorb the blow. They don't rely on luck. They build an organization that can turn any luck into an advantage.
For me, the big takeaway is that greatness really is a choice. It's not about circumstance or genius. It's about disciplined behaviors we can all adopt. We can't control the market, but we can control our 20-mile march.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, With more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Sophie, you always find a way to bring it back.
We can't control the wind, but we can control our sails. That's the heart of it. We'll see you in the next one.